Support for today's broadcast comes from the City of Urbana, presenting the local farmers market at the square every Saturday morning starting at 7 a.m. with homegrown produce, fresh flowers and plants, baked goods and food, and original works of art. Located near the corner of Illinois and Vine Streets, downtown Urbana. Information at 384-2444.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 4.83, down 1 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 4.04, up a half on the open. December, 4.19, down 1 and a quarter. March, 4.36 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. May, 4.46, down a half. July, 4.50 and a half, down 3 quarters on the open. September corn opened at 230 and 3 quarters, unchanged on the open. December, 245, down 3 quarters. March, 259 and 3 quarters, unchanged. May, 267, down 1 and a quarter. July, 276 and 3 quarters, down a quarter. Red line, December, 291, down 3 quarters on the open. September oats opened at 184 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter on the open. December, 193, up a half. November soybeans opened at 548 and a half, down 1.5 on the open. January, 561, down 2.25. March, 573 and a quarter, down 1.75. May, 582 and a half, down 3 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 160.10, up 50 on the open. October, 161, down 40. September soybean oil opened at 24.30, up 4 on the open. October, 24.44, up 2. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, September feeders open at 119.20, down 2.5 on the open. October, 119.05, up 17.5. November, 119.10, up 2.5 on the open. October live cattle open at 93.55, down 20 on the open. December, 92.95, down 5. February, 92.40, down 12.5. October lean hogs open at 66.80, down 27.5 on the open. December, 64.35, down 32.5. February, 64.20, down 55. And April, 63.15, down 70. And February pork bellies open at 92 even, up 70 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Been a very choppy week of trade at the Chicago Board of Trade, as well as in Kansas City, mostly on technical factors all week long. The few fundamentals that we've seen this week have been construed by the trade primarily as bearish. Question I have for you regards the corn pit and where we're standing in relation to September to these contracts. We needed to see it narrow, you said, from 16 cents from last Friday. It hasn't done that yet. What does that imply?
Well, it implies that the basis is going to widen out again. And when I checked the FarmDoc website this morning and looked at the south central parts of Illinois, indeed the basis is starting to widen out again, Dave. And so the spreads in Chicago and the futures traders that trade those and the commercials that watch those are really in control here. And deliveries are still pretty heavy with not a lot of commercial stopping. And so the technical run-up that you referenced in the pits here this week is exactly that. Now, we will say the 238 level, the 235 level in December corn probably has us priced in with a 1-4 carryover is what we're looking at. If we plug it into our price model, we'd say that you're probably trading a 135 to a 1-4 carryover on corn if you go back down to 235 in these futures. So you've got a lot of negativity factored into the prices because of the private estimates being pretty big and because of these levels that have held twice now, especially in the corn. But clearly, in order for the market to change trend as we go into harvest, and now that wheat has had a strong push up, for that to happen, two things could do yield level on the report or the producer yield report come in as we actually combine corn, saying the corn's just not there. Both of those cash-related, both of those basis and spread-related. So we'd stick with the program that cash and spreads need to firm before we can call a trend change in corn.
Well, we saw an average yield estimate from the trade yesterday at 152.5, and I guess that's slightly higher than 152.2 for the August forecast from USDA. And that after a week or two ago, a number of numbers that were lower, and then we saw this past week Informa with a larger number as well as another private organization. Do we have this pretty well dialed in at 152 regarding price?
Yeah, we think so, especially if we hover back towards that 250 level. I think the biggest thing we go back to and look at is when it comes to both these corn and Nov beans is the charts and how choppy they look, and that's probably why we're doing what we're doing going into the report is we still have gaps above the market, you know, 255.5 in Dease corn, and then another one at 260.5, and then November beans have one up there at that 594 to 595 level. And so you've got a lot of technicians trading. It's almost like we're in a trench warfare where neither side will come out until you get to major support levels, and then the shorts cover, the longs come in, and by the same token, you get to resistance levels. People feel comfortable letting go of their long positions, taking profit, and the shorts feel comfortable trying to come back in. Obviously, we're probably going to have to go through this all the way into the report. Probably the only thing we'd hit is on the wheat market. It looks like maybe a tougher road ahead after the report. The precipitation's increasing in the southern plains. The wheat-corn spread looks pretty mature with the highs from May. We're back at those levels and those major highs we made in that spread. And also, there's been a nice cycle in the Dease wheat, about a 23 to 25-day cycle from low to high. Our last cycle low made around the August 18th time frame would say at or near or right after the report, you're going to have another cycle high in Dease wheat. So we need a bullish report is what we're getting at, Dave, as far as letting the wheat continue higher since some of these other things have come in. If we get a bullish report in wheat, then the market will go back to trading more of world supply and demand and maybe take a little bit of pressure off the supply side coming in the United States, especially in the corn supply, and maybe you'll see a little bit better market price action. But if we hold 235 to 238 after the report in the Dease corn futures and the wheat got a friendly report, then you'll probably see significant short covering and a lot of people saying, well, the lows are in.
So therefore, we'd eventually fill that gap left over from the August report, you're saying?
That's right, and you can't say that's a cash low yet because you've got to see that basis and those spreads come in. That's how we're going to look at it anyways. You can easily fill the gaps in these charts with a futures-led rally. But to get through 260 in Dease corn and to get above 605 in Nov beans, we would suspect because we'd classify those as a trend change, we won't classify those in our group as a trend change unless we actually see the cash and the basis leading that market and the spreads with it.
There's a lot of growing suspicion that there will be another run to the downside in the cash, even though basis improved in the last several days here in central Illinois, and that because apparently, the dry down is going to take a little bit longer than folks thought.
Maybe. You know, we're a little bit of a contrarian at that point because, again, going back to the South Central Illinois basis, past 3 years for both corn and beans, we've been at 25 under for this time of year. We're currently running right around 40 under. So we've got a lot of negativity factored into the basis. And when you look at fall corn and bean prices, I was astounded this week when we saw some of these prices come across the board. Fall corn in Minneapolis, Minnesota is 190. In Indiana and Illinois, it's gone anywhere from 196 to 245, and so a lot of negativity factored in there as well in the cash price. Same would be said for beans in our view. Minneapolis beans for October, November at 471, Indiana and Illinois 492 to 545. We've already got a lot of beans trading for fall underneath $5 cash and a lot of corn trading around 195 for cash. So we would say that the basis, it can slip. It seasonally does slip, but they've already taken us down harder than we should have for this time of year.
So final analysis, store all the corn and buy back the beans on paper, still the strategy?
Still looking that way. We really do see the future side of the market and the beans as the best way to go. And when you talk about the interest rates we're dealing with and the cost of storage, unless you have a strange basis coming out of harvest versus, you know, February, March time period, some of the guys in Western Illinois have told us that they see a 60-cent basis pop in beans between fall and 1st of April, middle of April. Well, that's certainly something where you would want to store beans over corn. But if you have similar basis patterns for both, we would say play the long side of the beans, not in the bin, but in the futures.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a nice day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Taking a look at lead month options in Kansas City, September wheat at 469 unchanged. At the Board of Trade, September wheat 404 up a half. September corn 232 and a quarter up 1 1/4. September beans 542 and a half up 4. September soybean meal 159.50 down 10. September soybean oil 2468 up 42. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.